And welcome
to
the Discorder Radio Show.
That's right. Who is this?
This is Wade.
And what's this music?
Yes, we Discorder taking on a bit of a different, more deeper, reflective
vibe.
tone this week. Yes, usually our intro music is a little more exciting and lively. However, we wanted to, in order to cram everything we want into this show, we wanted to make sure we played the sweet sounds of Ian William Craig in the background as he is being featured this month in Discorder Magazine. And right now you're listening to the sweet sounds of Tempering, which is track one off the Heretic Surface album. It's basically a really interesting concept where Ian William Craig has released three albums simultaneously, and we're gonna set up today's show, and then we'll let you hear a little bit more about Ian William Craig from Fraser's interview. CJ, what else do we have on the go for today?
Well, we're gonna talk about the Shindig semifinals going on tonight at the Railway Club. We will also be talking about the CITR's 75th anniversary party, and we'll be playing some Channel 3x4 as well as some other peeps like Caroline Mark and the New Best Friends.
Oh yeah, it's a very exciting week here at CITR. It's the lead up to the Diamondversary, which is our 75th anniversary. We want to make sure that we give it its due credit here at the Discord Radio Show. So more of that stuff coming up. We're going to play a little more of this from Ian William Craig, and then we'll get to his interview, and then we'll be back and talk to you some more in a little while. In the meantime, enjoy Tempering from Ian William Craig, the Discord Radio Show, CITR 101.9.
That's a really interesting ambient music there by Ian William Craig. And for those of you who are interested in how he makes it, according to our article here in the Discorder magazine, the November issue, Ian says he uses a lot of analog synthesizers, a combination of microphonic hums and magnetic distortion, and a whole variety of things goes into this.
Yes, it's a great, very interesting article. Very well written by Fraser. One part of the article says, inside the experimental envelope, there's something wonderful and mystifying in Craig's body of musical work. Much like the rabbit hole Alice stumbles down, the trilogy of sculptures are full of the surreal and chaotically beautiful. That's from Fraser Dobbs himself. Now we're going to play a copy of that, clip of the interview that Fraser did with Ian William Craig a couple weeks ago here in Vancouver.
Well, you obviously explore the same sort of themes of decay and physicality, both in your printmaking and in your music. How do you feel about the translation, like between those themes as expressed in the visual means and as expressed in audio means, or is it in a musical sense?
Yeah. Well, my visual stuff, I think, like at the end of the day, I feel like it is all after addressing the question of what is a real experience and what is, well, for lack of a better way to say it, like what is space and what does it mean to occupy this space?
Okay.
Like, what is the difference between this space and that space? Or like, how is this as myself charged differently over there or that thing, right? Like, it's an old question. It's the question of the ages, right?
Yeah.
But like, space to me feels, or the fact that these things are spatially activated is a really important aspect to it. And along with space, of course, comes time and that relationship. And so exploring that, I really feel like all of the visual art that I was doing really is distilled down into those major questions. And
right.
And I feel like deterioration and decay are big parts of that. But also, it's fascinating that those things then get activated into space or time or concept or something. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people that looked at my art said that they did get a big sense of this weird, tumultuous, billowing space. And I like that. I like
right.
that it just becomes and becomes and doesn't stop. And then, it's sort of weirdly eternal. Not that it's like all that or anything, but it's my way of trying to figure shit out.
Right.
So, yeah.
How do you find expressing that?
CITR 101.9, the Discord Radio Show. Were they saying chug, chug, chug?
Or hug, hug, hug?
Based on what we know about Sarah Cordingley's band, and by the way, for those that aren't in the know, she is the music director here at CITR. I think they're probably saying chug, chug, chug. Now, to be honest, I haven't seen them live, but we've been told, and we're very excited to see them live this Saturday. More on that in a minute. But we've been told that their shtick is that they like to get really wasted and party hard on stage. And based on the great photo that appears of Sarah Cordingley in this month's issue of Discorder, I could see how that would be the case.
True.
Yeah.
And she seems like a pretty... she doesn't seem like a wild child in person, but I guess on stage things change, so...
Yeah, well, there you go. So that was from the Christianity LP, Input Select, from Channel C4, who are playing this Saturday at Chapel Arts as part of the CITR Diamond Radioversary, 75 years of UBC Radio. They'll be playing along with Fine Mist, Miss Marne Friends, Gang Signs, Culture Shock, and this lady here, who's dubbed herself the Queen of Vancouver Island. That's also the name of the album and the name of this track we're going to play. Carolyn Mark, she's the headliner on Saturday night. We're going to hear that track right now. The Queen of Vancouver Island on the Discord radio show, CITR 1019.
In the verse, I'll just say some shit leading up to the chorus. 'Cause everybody wants to sing along.
We're back on the Discord radio show, CITR 1019. There's the Queen of Vancouver Island, Carolyn Mark, who will be headlining this Saturday's Diamond Radioversary, CITR's 75th, well, the 75th anniversary of radio at UBC. And with us, as always, it's become kind of a regular weekly feature for us here at the Discord Radio Show. We have the editor, Laurel Borelman, with us. Laurel, great to have you with us today.
It's great to be back.
Nice. What's new and exciting in the world of editing Discorder?
Well, we are about halfway through our production month for putting out the next issue, the Jan-cember issue of Discorder, which will be out in a couple weeks.
Are you sure it's not Decemberary?
Oh, I was thinking of that.
December.
I heard someone say it was the Decemberary.
You'd think that if you're going chronologically with the hybrid names, it would be like that. But maybe we'll switch things up here. I know last year it was the Jan-cember issue, and I like the way it rolls.
Yeah,
it's kind of nice.
It does. It rolls off the tongue nicely.
Yeah, yeah. And we're also in the throes of putting together Discorder's 30th anniversary calendar.
Exciting.
As well, yes. While CITR is turning 75, Discorder is in fact turning 30 in February next
year.
It's
just a huge year, a huge season for us at CITR.
Amazing.
Very exciting to be part of it.
Very exciting. It's a good time to be here.
So what can you tell us about this calendar that we're going to see?
Right. So our fearless art director, Jazz Halloran, has been working hard at it for quite a while now. But last week what we did is we went through boxes and boxes and boxes.
And boxes?
So many boxes of Discorder archives to pull out the past, basically one issue to represent each year. So the calendar is supposed to be comprehensive of 30, like one cover per year, right from issue number one, volume one in February of 1983.
So 30, so that's if we had a Jan-cember / Decemberary every year for 30 years, so we're looking at 11 different covers over 30 years. That's 333?
It's actually about 10 issues per year because we do a July, August, the slashy issue for the summer and the slashy issue for the winter.
Okay. So that's 300 covers, basically.
It's about 300 covers, yeah.
So how are we going to fit all those into 12 months?
We're going to make them into little pixels and just jam them in there really, really hard. No, I'm just kidding. I'm leaving that up to our wonderful art director. Jazz is doing some design genius where some of the pages of the calendar will have more than one image on them, and it's a bit of a feat of design genius. But I'm not really all that sure, but I'm going to be proofing it pretty quickly here, so I'll let you know.
Well, it sounds like a pretty ambitious project, but at least we have this Decemberary time frame, an extra month to work on it.
Yes.
Which in a way works out perfectly, and we're all very excited for that. And one of the speaking of album covers, one of the album covers we had, I believe it was gracing our September issue.
September, yes,
was the band Gang Signs.
Gang Signs,
and guess what?
What?
They are also playing this Saturday night at Chapel Arts as part of the Diamond Radioversary.
Amazing.
So why don't we just use that really random segue out of nowhere at all the 300 covers we could have mentioned. We mentioned the September one and Gang Signs and play one of their tracks right now.
Discorder past to Discorder present.
Let's do it. This one's called Counting on You on the Discord Radio Show CITR 1019.
Counting on you to see you through.
Discord Radio, Gang Signs right there with Counting on You. Just all an hour, 1 minute and a half of it, but if you want to hear more of them, this Saturday night at the Chapel Arts for the Diamond Radioversary. And also at the event, along with all these great bands, will be, we were saying before, Laurel, the new calendar will be...
Yeah, the you will be able to purchase this brand new spanky calendar that we're putting together right now. So if you go to any of the events this weekend, you'll be able to pick it up and have a little piece of Discorder memorabilia.
Awesome. Now, yeah. All this excitement actually officially kicks off tonight with CITR-sponsored Shindig at the Railway Club. CJ, who's on tap for tonight?
Tonight we've got Shadows from Surrey. We've got...
We won't hold that against them.
Yeah.
So, I'm so sorry. I couldn't resist. I know. It's probably getting old. That joke's old by now, but it just, there was that appropriate pause.
True. We've got Kill City Boys from Vancouver and an indie folk rock group called Teapot Hill. And we're now going to play a song from their album, Night Night Rock, called Poor Moon.
Let's go. All right. Check them out tonight at the Shindig Show. And you're listening to the Discord Radio Show, CITR 101.
That's enough. Quit fucking around for no reason. Everything's a joke to you. Poor moon. Can't change anything I've done to you. So for now, don't try to find meaning in what happens, 'cause it's just what people do to poor you. Never get to change.
That was quite nice, actually. CITR 101.9, Discord Radio Show, Teapot.
Teapot Hill.
Teapot
that
Hill.
That was the track Poor Moon from their album Night Night Rock.
That was, you know, that was a really, I've never heard that song before, and we're all bopping our head along the studio. It sounded really nice.
It sounded very mellow.
Yeah. You can see them tonight at the Railway Club as part of the Shindig series. This is the first of three semifinals. It happens every Tuesday. And then I just found out the finals will be on Tuesday, December 4th at the Railway Club, the Shindig finale. Before we wrap things up here, We still have Laurel in our midst. It's good to have you with us still.
Oh, hey, guys.
Something you asked us of us earlier in the week was to email our top picks of 2012, our favorite local bands.
Yes.
And our favorite international bands.
Yes.
We're obviously going to read lots about this in the future. Do you want to quickly share your picks? Or are we going to save this? Or no, should we save it?
I can't Fair discuss enough. This. It's too far ahead of time. You'll just have to go and pick up the next issue of the magazine. You'll find out there.
We'll just have to rise above it.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, that, ladies and gentlemen, is the name of our next track. Sorry.
Hey!
I was so bad. We're going to play the band that I chose. I was cheated that way. I did a couple of ties. I did my local favorites, newcomers and veterans. Good. I did my favorite continental band of 2012, and then I did my favorite international. So here we go. This is from my pick, favorite international band of 2012, from their brand new album called Lonerism. This is Perth, Australia's Tame Impala, and the track is called "Be Above It." Any final thoughts, CJ or Laurel? While we got you here.
Boo.
Keep on rocking in
the free world.
The free world.
Looking forward to seeing everybody this weekend, a huge alumni weekend at the CITR Diamondversary Party, Chapel Arts. Make sure you're there. 8 o'clock, all the bands start. Lots of great music and action. Carolyn Mark, Gang Signs, Channel 3x4, and so much more. See you this Saturday.
Mimosas await you.
Mimosas!
And lots of good times. And here we go, Tame Impala, to close it out today, the Discord Radio Show, CITR 1019.
This time.